Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to strip away, all the marketing fluff around AI ethics. We're looking at the actual machinery, not philosophy, but the TML-Merkle architecture.
It sounds like a real mouthful, I know.
It does. But the concept, when you dig in, is actually incredibly grounding.
It really is. I think the mission for this deep dive is to explore this huge shift in how we approach AI safety.
A shift away from what?
Well, from simply trusting that a system is behaving to mathematically enforcing that it does.
Right. And the hook that really grabbed me from the source material is this core axiom.
No log, no action.
Exactly. And they are so adamant about it. It's not just a guideline. It's a physical constraint. In the system, if an AI action isn't cryptographically logged first,
it just can't happen. The system physically won't allow it.
So how does that work? The foundation seems to be this idea of ternary moral logic, or TML.
Right. It's not your standard binary system. It's not just true, false, permit, prohibit.
It has a third state.
A mandatory third state. They call it the sacred zero, or an epistemic hold.
Which is basically a formal, I don't know.
Precisely. It's the AI pausing because of some kind of moral ambiguity. But then, the engineers have a problem.
How do you prove it actually paused for a good reason and didn't just crash?
And that's where the Merkle architecture comes in. It uses these cryptographic trees to basically freeze that outcome into an unchangeable record.
Okay, and inside that record, I saw this one mechanism called the active axiom set hash. That seems critical.
Oh, it's the linchpin. It's what stops developers from, cheating the system.
How so?
When the AI logs an event, it doesn't just log what it did. It also hashes the exact rules, the policies, the weights that were active at that precise nanosecond.
I loved this part. It prevents what the source calls gaslighting.
Yes.
So a developer can't go back later, change the rules, and make a bad decision look okay in retrospect.
The math just won't add up. The cryptographic signature would immediately show a mismatch. It creates like a zero trust environment for the creators themselves.
So let's talk about the structure. The sources mentioned ternary Merkle trees specifically. Most blockchains are binary, base 2, Y base 3.
It's all about mapping directly to those three TML states we mentioned.
Plus 1, 0, and minus 1.
Exactly. Plus 1 for permit, 0 for hold, and minus 1 for prohibit. By using a base 3 structure, the architecture can group these decisions. So if an auditor just wants to see every single time the AI was blocked,
every nanny's one stage,
they just follow that specific branch. It makes accountability much more efficient.
Okay, but I still want to circle back to no log, no action. How do you physically stop a supercomputer from acting?
That's the execution interlock. And this is the key. It's a hardware level constraint.
Not just software.
Not software asking nicely. When the inference engine wants to send an output, it needs a signed receipt from the logging system. If that little cryptographic receipt isn't attached to the data packet,
the hardware just drops it.
It never leaves the server. It's a physical gate.
But this brings up a massive privacy problem. If we're logging everything to an immutable chain, what about GDPR? The right to erasure.
That is the great paradox, isn't it? And TML has a really elegant solution called crypto shredding.
Okay, what's that?
The system encrypts your data off-chain first, so it's just gibberish, and only the hash of that encrypted gibberish goes into the Merkle tree.
Ah, so if I demand my right to be erased.
They don't try to change the unchangeable log, they just destroy the decryption key.
So my data becomes permanently unreadable, effectively gone, but the mathematical proof that something happened stays intact.
Precisely. The evidence chain is unbroken, but your personal data is completely gone.
Incredible. So where are all these proofs stored? The research mentions a hybrid shield.
Yeah, that's about not putting all your eggs in one basket. It anchors proofs to multiple blockchains at the same time.
Which ones?
It uses Polygon for speed, Ethereum for its security, and even Bitcoin through a service called Open Timestamps for that, ultimate deep time immutability.
And it does this quickly, right? There's an anchoring delay to prevent tampering.
Yes, every 2 seconds, 2,000 milliseconds. It forces a flush to the chains to prevent an operator from holding back logs, maybe to see if they need to hide something.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening?
I think we're seeing ethics transform from, a policy document in a filing cabinet into a physical, unforgeable constraint built right into the machine.
The takeaway really is that we're moving toward a world where an AI's moral history is mathematically unrewritable.
It is, which leaves us with a pretty heavy final thought to chew on.
Go on.
If this technology ensures an AI cannot hide its moral history, if every decision is transparent and unchangeable, What happens when we start applying that level of transparency to human decision-making?
Something to think about. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.